Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and I just wanted to briefly comment on what you just heard over the news about North Korea. North Korea is planning on having a long-range missile shot. North Korea is planning on developing more in the way of nuclear weapons. North Korea is a threat to America. This is what we're repeatedly told, and yet we're not doing anything about it. If you go back and you study the history of North Korea, you go back and read General MacArthur's book, Reminiscences, you will find out that America didn't have to be involved in the war. The Chinese forces, the nationalist Chinese forces on Formosa, offered to send Chinese forces to go to Korea to fight the North Vietnamese communists. But we would not allow that. We wanted to send American boys there to fight a no-win war. During the war, General MacArthur was not allowed to bomb the electric generating plants in North Korea. Why would that be? America was not allowed to attack the major supply depots in North Korea when we're fighting the North Koreans and the Chinese communists. Why would that be? America wasn't even allowed to bomb the bridges across the Yalu River where the men and the military forces were streaming in from Manchuria. A lot of them had been stationed on the east coast of China, but China didn't have to worry, about an attack from Taiwan, because we stationed the 7th Fleet between Formosa and the mainland to protect the mainland, and by so doing, then they could take those forces off the mainland and send them up into Manchuria to come down and kill our boys. If you analyze what's been going on in recent years, under one guise or another, we are always giving food and oil and even building a nuclear plant for North Korea. Why would we do that if this is a terrible country? North Korea was actually counterfeiting our $100 bills and distributing them throughout the world. We were actually subsidizing North Korea. Why didn't we just tell them to stop? There was an act of war. Any other country in the world where a country was subsidizing their currency, they would take military action against it. But we never did that with North Korea, one of the best enemies America money could buy. With that as the background, let's go to Barry Shamish, an Israeli patriot who's living in America because his life was threatened when he was living in Israel. And he's going to bring us up to date on what's going on in Israel, where, of course, we would note that the American general has been in Jordan trading Palestinian units, terror units, military units of the terrorist Palestine Liberation Organization, supplying with weapons, and I think we've got about 6 brigades now, all prepared and trained for the coming war with Israel, as we're financing Israel, preparing them for the coming war with the Palestinians. Barry, you pick up the story.
Well, I'm not going to pick up that story, but I do have a story. I may as well, before we get to something very long and a bit complicated, I may as well mention Korea since you started. The nuclear explosion was felt in Israel in a way that apparently wasn't felt here. The North Koreans have alliances with Iran and Syria. And in fact, Israel destroyed a nuclear facility in Syria earlier this year. It was in the winter. Maybe it was December. It doesn't matter when it was recently. It was a North Korean facility. And, Iran doesn't have to develop a bomb. Why should they bother? North Korea's got a bomb. Just so you understand, it doesn't matter if Iran develops a bomb or not. All they have to do is import one. One bomb will do a lot of damage if it falls in Tel Aviv. But let's skip over that because I've got a... It might be an offbeat story if you don't understand it. And I'm not going to go through the whole history of the Jewish Agency, but the head of the Jewish Agency is really the head of Israeli relations to the diaspora. That he may as well be the minister of the diaspora. The Jewish Agency takes American money, essentially, and does good things with it, supposedly. So the head of the Jewish Agency is a pretty influential guy. And the new head just named is, well, now again, you may find this a good guy's name, but hang in for this story. Natan Sharansky, the little Russian who Condoleezza Rice and George Bush have praised immensely for his thesis that democracy must take hold in the Arab world and it's our duty to bring it to them. That's Sharansky. You know who he is, right?
Right. He's a Russian emigre, a Jewish Russian emigre. And, of course, he's over there in Israel now talking about the importance of democracy. Go right ahead.
Well, that's sort of it. He was more than just an immigrant from Russia. He was a major hero. He's an internationally favored speaker and diplomat. And he's also a KGB spy. And when I say that, I don't use terminology like that lightly. I prove it. Now, again, I'm not personally attacking Sharansky. I'm dealing with the facts. The facts came to me. I was actually very reluctant to investigate Sharansky, but the result was quite shocking. I mean, I've met Sharansky once. Once in my life, believe it or not, Natan Sharansky bought my book in Hebrew, Shabtai Tzvi, Labor Zionists from the Holocaust. He was at a convention in Tel Aviv. I was selling outside. He bought the book. That's my sole experience with the guy, and it's a pretty positive experience. But I met this guy twice outside speeches, and he phoned me many times. A Russian journalist named Maidnik, Ephraim Maidnik, phoned me up and said, you have to interview Yuli Noodleman. And I was reluctant. I was always reluctant. He didn't, I never heard of him except for one thing. I should have heard of him because he wrote a book in 1999 called Sharansky Unmasked. Unmasked. Sharansky Lelo Masakha in Hebrew. And, well, within, he claimed that, well, Sharansky was housing minister then. It's a little outdated, but nonetheless, this 200-plus page book proved that Sharansky was a longtime KGB agent with very deep ties in the pocketbooks of the World Russian Mafia. Now we'll go backwards a little bit about who Yuli Noodleman is. He was an original, a prisoner of Zion, was a Russian who wanted to go to Israel, but the government forbade it. He was one of the original prisoners of Zion, escaped to Israel or was released from Russia in the 1960s. And he led the movement to allow Soviet Jews to emigrate to Israel. He was a big deal in their community. But even more so, he made a good name for himself in Israel. He was chief surgeon of Rambam Hospital. It's Dr. Yuli Noodleman, actually. Chief surgeon of the whole hospital. Awarded war medals as a battlefield surgeon, wrote two controversial books about the Israeli medical system. He was known. I didn't know him, but I got to know him because he came over to my house. Maidnik, again, the Russian journalist trying to get me to interview Yuli Noodleman, it's his name.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish here as we go into the background of what's really going on in Israel today. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest is Barry Shamish, and he's talking about a man named Sharansky, who, of course, apparently has a key position in what's going on today in the Jewish Agency. But he's also talking about a man who wrote a book about Sharansky and masking Sharansky and his contact with him. So you pick up the story there, Barry.
Well, just to sort it out, it's complicated and there's a lot of names you may not have heard of, but Effie Maidnik was the Russian journalist who bugged me to interview Dr. Yuri Nudelman. Now, one of the ways that he did this is he got the second most famous prisoner of Zion, very, very famous woman in Israel, Ida Nudel, to phone me. And she did. I was very honored. And as a matter of fact, we maintained a friendship to this day. We're still in contact. It's strange, the kind of writing I was doing ended me up with Russians who were ignored by the Israeli media. It's just an issue that when Ida Nudel phoned me and told me that Yuli needs help and came out on his behalf, I phoned Yuli Nudelman, and he came to my apartment. And look, Yuli Nudelman was sued by Sharansky immediately after the book was released, and in something never heard of in Israeli court, in Beit HaMishpat HaShalom, civil court, I'm sorry. Sharansky, who had no witnesses on his behalf, and Nudelman had literally the entire upper echelons of the prisoners of Zion saying that Sharansky was the spy who got them beaten and tortured. Nudelman lost and was ordered to pay Sharansky $200,000. And this was a precedent that came to haunt me later on as well. It was a very serious attack on freedom of expression, especially because Nudelman's book was accurate, and especially because Sharansky brought one witness, his wife, and that was it. No one backed his side of the story. And again, I had written about that without understanding how, I still have this image of Sharansky as a good guy. So I figured it was somebody with a chip on his shoulder who got in trouble. And I didn't know the story until Dr. Nudelman came to my house. Now, Dr. Nudelman was dead broke by then. $200,000 is a tremendous amount of money in Israel. Anywhere, it's a tremendous amount of money. He was dead broke from the court ruling. But his mind was not in any way affected. It was a remarkable interview. Well, let's just say he came over with his, I believe, girlfriend. We have, on the one hand, a very sociable time because we liked each other. But on the other hand, the information he left me was quite stunning. It was a stack of evidence from the trial and leading up to the trial that is, it's not damning. What it says is that Sharansky was a KGB spy placed into Israeli society to worm his way into government and to have an effect worldwide. All of it was planned. Now, Dr. Nudelman sat me down and he started with a little background. He said in 1962, the KGB initiated a program of dissidents against the Soviet Union. They actually ran the dissidents. And by running the dissident groups, well, it could control the various factions, and it had constant inside information. They were pretending, the leaders were pretending to be dissatisfied with Soviet repression when, in fact, they were working for the KGB. And, by the way, this was the system copied precisely in Israel. That's how Rabin was murdered, just through these agents and this controlled spying. And what Dr. Nudelman told me is that the top level, the fake leaders of the dissidents were in fact known in Russia as spies of influence because they appeared to be anti-Soviet, so they were welcome abroad. They were trusted abroad. And they could worm their way into the top echelons of foreign governments. What Dr. Nudelman, and you've had that in America, I'm not going through the whole story, but what Dr. Nudelman told me is that Sharansky was probably the most successful of the worms. Now, I tried to break down the story. When I just said, didn't he spend 8 years in prison for wanting to come to Israel? That's what he's known for. And wasn't he a hero of Zion, a leader of the movement to bring Jews to Israel? And Dr. Newman was very abrupt about this. He said he was never a leader. He was unknown to us. He was not known to the Russian prisons of Zion, let alone a hero. And he says he supposedly spent 7 years in jail, and one in a prison camp. In jail, one person claims he saw Sharansky, Mendelevich, another prisoner of Zion, but only his eyes through a peephole. He says, you got to understand this. There is not one witness to Sharansky sitting in jail. Not a one. Not amongst our people. Maybe in the Russian Gentile world, they could set up people who said they were in his cell or something. But he says, in our world, nobody saw him in jail, ever. But they did see him when he came into the Gulag, a prison camp in the cold Asian Russia, where the prisons of Zion were sent, the big ones. He arrived in this camp and was given the immediate standing as hut commander. In short, that position was only given to KGB informers. That's what he told me. He was not seen in jail. He arrived suddenly in prison, and he was immediately a KGB informer. Just to recap that story. Now, in Israel, his wife came to Israel in 74 or 5. She predated him. Now, I don't know. I'm going to insert myself again for no real reason except it's uncanny. Avital Sharansky, his wife, the long-suffering wife of Sharansky, lived next door to me. We lived in a studio apartment complex. She lived next door to me. I have nothing to add to that, except it's quite uncanny. Well, she was a major hero in Israel, so I said to Noodleman, what about Avital?
All right, you hold that thought. We're going to be right back here in just a moment. But I would point out that the intelligence agencies here in America run the opposition as well. We'll be back in just a moment.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary dietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkeley Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank. A wise man once said, if a dog ain't biting, dogs don't bite. This means most people don't really believe a disaster will hit them until it does. The ones who truly understand self-reliance are those who have experienced the devastation of a Midwest ice storm, tornadoes, floods, or the Southeast hurricane season. No matter where you live in our great country, fearless independence and safety means water, food, and an evacuation plan. Find eFoodsDirect.com on the internet. They have a 2-month grab-and-go kit that provides more than 3 super meals a day for 2 months. The cost is about $5 a day. Call 800-409-5633. It will be tempting to eat these foods right now, but each one of us needs to keep one in the car and one next to the door just in case. Call 800-409-5633 or look on the web at eFoodsDirect.com.
If we could all see the germs that we encounter each day, we might have a different outlook on how we view our surroundings. In the past, you may not have put too much thought into it, but with the current health risks in the world today, it's impossible to ignore it. There is a solution, and it's called Hazard. Hazard utilizes a fogging device that disinfects, sanitizes, and protects against influenza, viruses, bacteria, allergen, mold, and more. It's tough on germs, but not on children and pets. You'll receive the fogger, liquid concentrate, enough to make up to 32 gallons of germ-killing power, 3 respirators, goggles, protective suit, and heavy-duty gloves. Order right now at Hazard.com, and you'll receive double the order of liquid concentrate. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or visit Hazard.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Protect, prepare. Get your Hazard today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
I'd like to stand back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Barry Shamish, and he is just telling you about his encounter with someone who says that Sharansky was actually a KGB agent. Anyway, I'll let him develop the idea. But before we do, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners about how they can get in touch with you, how they can get your new book, how they can get your DVDs, how they can get your website, and how they could contact you if they'd like you to talk at one of their conferences.
The Sharansky story is in my book, Bye Bye Gaza. You get that by going to www.lulu.com. That's L-U-L-U.com. There's a little search box for the books. You write in my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's Shamish, and you'll get to Bye Bye Gaza. If the Sharansky, the full Sharansky story interests you, that's the book. The website is BarryShamish.com. And if you want to book me, to speak or get my DVDs, which I don't sell at Lulu, my phone number is 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. Now back to the story. My neighbor at the for 2 years, Avital Sharansky, I asked Dr. Yuli Noodleman, what about her? Was she in on this? And he, again, got very upset at my ignorance and his knowledge. And she said, Avital is a KGB show. She's a publicity stunt. She's from a family of spies. Her brother, Michael, was sent to Washington to infiltrate the CIA, got in trouble, fled to Israel, and he was poisoned to death at age 44. And I looked this up. She did have a brother who died at age 44 under very mysterious circumstances. I looked it up afterwards. And so I said to him, why do this to give us this Sharansky? Why would they go to this trouble? And he said, he infiltrated Israel as a worldwide hero. The world was his oyster. He said, you have to remember, he's the only prisoner of Zion who got to Israel through a spy exchange. Now, I don't know if you remember this famous incident on the East German, West German border on a bridge over the Rhine where Sharansky is released in a three-way spy exchange. The United States released a KGB spy and they took turns crossing the bridge and Sharansky was free and it was on TV for all of Israel to watch. He arrived in Israel a major hero. And Lieberman says to me, why was he involved in a spy exchange? He said, why didn't he finish prison, get on a plane like the rest of us? He said, what made him so special that the United States had to give up a spy to get Sharansky? And these are pretty good questions, actually. I never thought of it that it was, first of all, a show to make sure that this guy was very, very famous. And secondly, it was a spy exchange. And then the woman says to me, how is it that he arrives in Israel, within a couple of years, he buys a $1.5 million home? Says, who gave him that kind of money? And again, I know the prisoners of Zion. They don't have money. They live, as a rule, in extremely small apartments. Sharansky got rich and very, very quickly.
And did you write a book or something?
Pardon me?
Did he write a book or something like that?
We'll get to that. Well, fine. He wrote the book. He wrote a book on bringing democracy to the third world that the Bush administration used as a partial justification for attacking Iraq. That, yes, he was a post 9/11 hero in America. That's him. Now, let's go back a little bit, though. You have to build up to the... Well, I mean, really, you have to remember that Netanyahu signed away Judea and Samaria in the Y agreement. Who was with him to co-sign? Ariel Sharon and Natan Sharansky. Both of them are working at the highest levels for something beyond the Israeli people. And what Sharansky was used for, he was used as a justification for attacking Afghanistan, Iraq. Everybody said that Sharansky gave them the inspiration by bringing democracy to the Arab world. They're right. Condoleezza Rice supposedly loved Sharansky and called him the father of the movement to turn the Middle East democratic. Even Vladimir Putin, when he was condemned worldwide for the slaughter in Chechnya, Sharansky comes along and bails him out, saying he is fighting for democracy.
Well, it sounds to me like Sharansky is part of something much more than communism or the KGB. I mean, it sounds like he's working at these upper echelons with the Council on Foreign Relations crowd and the people who control them. That the people who already run the world, obviously, you know, he's not fooling the people here in America. He is being used by the people here in America, or he's helping them in their goal to bring democracy to the world, which really is a code word for fascism, because, of course, he's not installing democratic governments. We're establishing fascist governments where certainly all freedom will soon be lost. But go right ahead.
Yeah, well, you figure out how the KGB fits in with the CFR. Too complicated for me right now. But what we have got with Sharansky's ties to Russia is what sunk him. Sharansky asked Putin, and I assume as a payment for bailing him out in the West and making him look like the good guy in a war, which, by the way, I mean, that's a debatable subject, but the fact is Sharansky gave the nod to Putin and gave him respectability. And what he asked Putin for was his KGB file. And he took it away so no one could ever read it. But he took the parts that he considered good for him and put them on the Internet. And that's what gave away the ship. The ship was that Sharansky was squealing to the KGB. Now, here is his testimony at his own trial. They ask him if he ever named names, and he denied it. And then the prosecutor took out the KGB file where he names all the Jews in the immigration movement. He names the prisoners of Zion in the immigration movement, and he gives away secret information from within the Jewish community trying to get to Israel. Back then, people forget it was communist Russia. A thing like this was incredibly dangerous to do. You get, they finger you and you get arrested and beaten, and you go to psychiatric hospitals and you get sulfur put in your veins. You have to understand how bad it was to be a pro-Israeli Jew or just a Jew in Russia in the 70s. Sharansky gave away. Now, this is according to Ida Nudel. She says after his trial, the KGB opened additional cases against 33 top activists in the Jewish immigration movement and many hundreds of others on lesser so-called charges. And it wasn't just Ida Nudel who claimed
it. Hold that thought, Barry. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
877-394-6657. Kidseeds.net. If you can't grow your own seeds, you're in trouble.
We may be headed for another Great Depression this summer of 2009. You need to grow your own food or you're in trouble. I sell non-GMO, heirloom, chemical-free seeds, and mine is the best deal around. You get 100 vegetable seed packets for the incredible price of $49. That's only 49 cents for each packet. Start your garden now. GetSeeds.net.
Call 877-394-6657.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and, of course, our guest is Barry Shamish, and he's just talking about the a situation with Sharansky. Well, if you wrote about this, how is it that you didn't end up getting sued?
Why should I get sued? I mean, $200,000 from Noodleman. I'm allowed to interview Noodleman.
Oh, I see. So you just put down what Noodleman told you.
Well, actually, a lot more than that. He gave me a lot of materials.
All right.
Look, what it comes down to is that the Russian Jewish activists had a mole at the top of their, well, according to the Western media, at the top of their movement was a KGB spy. And what Noodleman told me outright is after his trial, the entire movement went to prison. And he just said to me, turns to me and said, Sharansky was nothing but a filthy little snitch. All right. And that actually, I actually wrote one of the sub-chapters of this article, The Filthy Snitch. And that's, now, it's, if it was just Noodleman, and if it was just Maidenick, and it would, if it was just Newdell, but this went on and on, there was a letter of appeal submitted to the Supreme Court of Israel. Well, going over what we just went over, I mean, it's, there's a lot more in here, but it, what it comes down to is that Sharansky betrayed the Jews of Russia. That his heroic deeds are a complete myth. And he wrote a book about his prison life, and what this petition said to the Supreme Court is that nobody thought that was really a Russian prison, what he wrote about. That wasn't what we encountered in the labor camp. But we don't have to go through the whole the petition, but here's a few of the people who signed it to give you an idea why the Russians never voted for Sharansky. It was the Americans who voted for Sharansky. Avigdor Lieberman is who the Russians support. The petition, by the way, to the Supreme Court, amongst the signers were Vadim Rosenberg, professor of human psychology, Tel Aviv University, Dr. Fida Kuchiatsky, Dr. Victor Ben-Zvi Polsky, Professor Vadim Rotenberg, and on and on and on. Names I know, but these are very high-level witnesses against Sharansky. I mean, they're the best advocate, Yaakov Manlevich, the list is professionals in Israel, in the Israeli society, that says Sharansky was a filthy snitch that got Jews long prison sentences and beaten severely. And this is, I don't know how they kept this, well, they kept it out of the wider public by making Noodleman pay $200,000 and ruining his life. But there's more that I went on past Noodleman and looked at Sharansky's ties to the Russian mafia and the lying that goes on. I'm going to give one example. Sharansky was ordered into court for accepting a bribe from a Russian mafioso. His name is Grigory Luchansky. You don't have to know his background, but he was being tried for racketeering. Sharansky denied giving Luchansky any money. I'm sorry, the other way around, denied receiving $100,000 from Luchansky. Luchansky testified that he most certainly gave Sharansky the money. Now, here is the real, you know, so it's either Sharansky's lying or the mafioso is lying. But here we have a book by Robert Friedman called How the Russian Mob Has Invaded America. And I'm going to quote it. One politician ensnared in the web of organized crime is Russian-born Natan Sharansky. Sharansky has publicly admitted that he accepted contributions from Nordic President Grigory Luchansky. Officials from the U.S. Congress, State Department, CIA pleaded with Sharansky to sever his ties to Luchansky. Sharansky simply refused. And it gets worse. He took $1 million from the Israeli government, $1 million to free Jonathan Pollard, under the excuse of securing the release of Jonathan Pollard. Here's what Pollard wrote Sharansky. I am stunned that you have offered a bill that legislates political lassitude and financial corruption. As head of the committee to secure my release, it is your job to know about this law and do exactly that. Secure my release, not accept additional funds for yourself. Sharansky is now the head of the Jewish Agency.
Well, we're out of time, but God bless you. Thanks very much, and we'll look forward to talking to you. I think it's tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning. Night out. Bye.
Bye-bye. And I hope you enjoy our program with Barry Shamish. Of course, Barry always brings up very controversial subjects, and certainly people should check out the sources on this. And but, of course, through the years, I found that Barry Shamish's information has been amazingly accurate. Now, what's the relationship between the American government and the Russian government? Well, I will tell you, I personally had the chance to interview a man named Günther Rusbacher. And I've talked to people in intelligence, and everybody I've talked to who worked at the highest echelons of the CIA and the intelligence agency knew Günther Rusbacher. He was in my home, and we were talking. He was telling me how he had come to the United States with his brother, and they'd been recruited into the Central Intelligence Agency. He was employed as a high-ranking naval officer, but he was really working for the intelligence agencies, and how they work very closely with the KGB. And I said, well, that sounds just like the book, The Brotherhood of the Rose. I remember they made that into a television spectacular. I think Robert Mitchum played the part of James Arlington. Anyway, that's not quite the right name, but the legendary CIA chieftain. And certainly Gunther Rosbacher looked at me and he said, well, that book was actually my story. In fact, that book is dedicated to me. Well, because I'm skeptical of whatever people tell me, I was down next morning buying a copy of The Brotherhood of the Rose, and in the foreword it talked to, thanks to so-and-so and so-and-so for providing the information, but special thanks goes to Russ, who gave me the information for this book. Of course, Gunther Rosbacher was known as Russ to everybody who knew him. So, I mean, it's an amazing, amazing story that we've had a few chances through the years to catch a glimpse of what really goes on behind the scenes. Of course, at that time, I really couldn't put it all quite together. I didn't understand the spiritual forces that energize both the forces in Russia and the forces here. Behind the scenes, that's why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talk on the Forbidden Secret. That's Brotherhood of Darkness and the DVD, Forbidden Secret, that comes with the syllabus. And now the latest, of course, is the Financial Armageddon that comes with the syllabus. That's Financial Armageddon. Comes with the syllabus. You need to get this information. You need to understand what's really going on behind the scenes. Because, of course, this whole thing is designed to destroy our currency and impoverish our people. Just an article today that came out of supposedly the media in Macedonia that said the Russian press has put out a story that the objective of the Bilderbergers is to destroy the American dollar. Now, of course, if it came out of Russia, it can't be true. I mean, after all, whatever the Russians say, well, I've seen them use this same technique before. One time, when, of course, the question came up where the AIDS epidemic came from, why we got a release that the KGB was saying the CIA had created the AIDS epidemic, immediately discredited anyone who said, that the CIA created the AIDS epidemic, because after all, isn't that exactly what the communists were saying? So it couldn't be true. Well, the communists are now saying that the goal is to destroy the value of our currency and impoverish our people, and that's what the Bilderbergers are up to. Is it possible? Is it just possible they're telling the truth? You need to get my talk on the Financial Armageddon. If you want to survive what's coming ahead, you'll certainly want to get my talk on the Financial Tsunami. They both come with syllabuses. You need to have this information. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival. Remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.